Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fc4uonestopshop.com.
Hello, 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 and welcome to our show. Welcome, Elroy, class of CHS 1987.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad to have you on our show today. Well, first off, I would like to wish the St. Croix Central High School class of 1987 a happy 35th year reunion. I just cannot believe, Elroy, how fast time has just flew by. It seemed like yesterday since we walked across the stage to receive our diploma, you know?
Yeah, the year's right by fast.
Yes. Yeah. I think we're the largest graduating class, right? With over 500 graduates.
Yes, at that point.
Right,
yes,
right,
we
right.
Like 500 and I think 535 or 5 something at that point.
Man.
Since then, I'm not
broke,
sure if there's
broke
any even close to that, but yeah, we were the biggest.
The biggest, the largest, the baddest, the elite. So I wonder, haven't you sometimes, like, I wonder where everyone is at and what they're doing 35 years later. So tell me what's going on. Because I know you have go ahead and share what you got.
Yeah, with the advent of social media, it's a really, really good tool that we've been using to network. And even though the class was 500-something strong, our Facebook page, which is a closed and private page, is like 200 and something strong, almost 300 classmates are in there. Mm-hmm. So I'm always encouraging people, even the ones who hesitate to use Facebook and social media and stuff. I'm like, hey, it's a closed group, it's private. We don't, no one be posting any foolishness and crazy stuff and so on. So it's a really good forum for us to keep in touch. And a lot of us have done so over the years.
Absolutely. And it's so important to keep in touch. That's the key word. Keep in touch, share photos, share what we're doing, keep that dream alive.
Yeah.
So I would love just to know, get updates from everyone. What are we doing? What are we doing? Where are we working? What industries we're a part of? Because I know with everyone that has graduated and we all, the majority of us, moved away from the island and we've gone into, some of us are doctors, lawyers. We even have some politicians. We have a lot of skill sets, a lot of talent in that group. Can you imagine us coming together and doing some big things in St. Croix?
Yes. That is
Man.
So true, Rachel. That is very, very true. We could be very powerful if we put our heads together.
And that's the thing, putting our heads together, putting our heads together. So tell me about the reunion that we have coming up.
So we are, like you said, we're celebrating our 35th year at reunion, our anniversary this year in St. Croix. What tends to happen over the years is the five and dimes or the five and tens, like the 5, 10, 15, 20, and so on, those tend to be celebrated in St. Croix. And in between, over the years, we too do, like they've done cruises, they've done trips to Vegas, and other smaller things off the island in between the five and dimes. So for this year, the 35th, we'll be celebrating in St. Croix, and we'll have a solid week of events. So the Sunday, the 24th of July, is when we're going to start off, and we're going to start that one with a worship. We're going to join the Bethel Methodist Church in Fredericksted for a worship with them. And then probably, more than likely, we'll do some brunch or something afterwards out in the town. But that's our first event. And normally it's been well attended, so we're looking forward to everyone coming out. And, church starts at 8, And yeah, we're inviting everyone to come on out and worship with us. So that's the 24th. On the 25th, the Monday, we have a meet and greet at the Lime View Bar and Restaurant. And that's in Christiansted. And that's at 7 p.m. on the Monday. That's normally not a well-attended event, so we're looking forward to that also. It's supposed to be, it's not a sit-down event. It's like, hey, we encourage you to come in and mingle, walk around, and you're probably going to see faces you haven't seen in years and years, and that's what we, you know, that's what the meet and greet is about.
Right.
And then on Tuesday, the 24th, we are headed to Buck Island.
That's the 26th.
We're gonna meet up on the
26th. The 26th,
yes.
Right?
Tuesday
the 26th.
No, sorry, 26th. You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the 26th, Tuesday. So we're going to go over to Buck Island. We're going to meet up at 9 a.m. on the boardwalk in Christiansted. And we're going to sail over there and hang out there till about 3 o'clock. Then go back, maybe rest and relax a little tiny bit, and meet back up at the Rehab Lounge at 7 p.m. in the evening. And that's also in Christiansted. So Tuesday is going to be a fun-filled day.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, the 27th, we're going to have game night at A&L, which is a fairly new establishment on East Airport Road. And that's going to be at 7 p.m. And we encouraging everyone to wear their 35th class T-shirt. And these T-shirts are available at House of Printing, which could be looked up online and so on. And we obviously encouraging everyone to get their T-shirts ahead of time, because this House of Printing is going to be closing for the summer break on July 14th. So everyone needs to get their T-shirts before then. And they're working with us. They're willing to accept via email or via, you know, call on the phone, place your orders. And our classmate Ramona has volunteered for the statesiders who won't be attending or who won't be there on the island until after the 16th. If we call and place the order and pay, she's volunteering to pick up the orders, and then when we get there, we'll get with her and you know, she'll distribute them to the classmates. So that's a really good thing there, because, like I said, they're going to be closing on the 14th for the summer break.
Right.
So that's the Wednesday. On Thursday, the 28th, we're going to be having a community service event at the Soup Kitchen in Frederiksted. So the plan then is to meet up at the Soup Kitchen at 10 in the morning, and we're going to help them to, we'll probably do a little sprucing up. And right at the lunchtime when they start to serve the needy, we'll be helping out with that, contributing as much as we could during that time frame. So whatever we get done between 10 and 2, that's what the plan is. We're going to show up, do a little bit of work, help to feed the needy, maybe the homeless, and that will go until 2 o'clock. And that's Thursday the 28th. And then Friday the 29th, we're going to be having an island excursion. You could call it an island tour, but we're calling it an island excursion. And the plan for that is to meet up in West near the clock tower or near the fort in that area. We're going to meet up there and maybe take a group picture if there's enough. If not, we'll do the group picture when we return from the tour. But we're going to go all over the island. And in the evening, we're going to meet up at Chicken Shack, which is in Villa Lorraine. So that'll be a little hangout in the evening after spending the day touring around the island. So, yes, it's a long day, but that's what we're there for, right, this week of events. Not going to be a lot of downtime. So just get your rest and eat your weenies right now so that when you come, you got a lot of energy. On Saturday,
wow,
the 30th. Yeah, it's a lot of events, but it's a solid week, you know. So Saturday the 30th, we're going to have dinner at La Cuisinière. It's in Golden Rock, Christiansted, and that would be at 7 p.m. So hopefully that would be a good time, hopefully well-attended event. On Sunday the 31st is the grand finale That's going to be a beach bash, a beach party, well, a beach party, if you want to call it that. And we're going to do a bonfire and a candlelight vigil for the classmates and teachers who we've lost over the years. But overall, it's going to be a party, a beach party. That's going to start at 12 o'clock, and it's going to go until we're done. We're going to have a DJ. We're going to have music. We plan on working out the details for the food when we have our first get-together that week, because the intent is for us to have a potluck where basically everyone brings a dish and drinks and so on and so forth. So we'll sort out those details at our first meeting, which will give us about 6 days to get, you know, get it together as to who's going to bring what. But it is going to be potluck. We are going to have a DJ, and it's going to be at Torres Beach, which typically is where we've been having it over the years. That's in West. So overall, that's our week of events, Sunday to Sunday. Of all of the events, three of them are RSVP. We're working on a format for taking the RSVPs, because for the Buck Island tour, the island excursion, and the dinner, those ones we need RSVPs for so that we can know how many to expect. So those ones there, the RSVP deadline is going to be July 12th, and we're working on something. It'll be published real soon on the class page. And for those who are not on Facebook, we're encouraging everyone to, you know, share it to those classmates who are not on Facebook. But the deadline is going to be the 12th of July for committing to come. We won't collect any monies in advance, but we will be asking you to, hey, let us know you're going to be making it or not.
Right.
We are going to have some goodies during the course of the week. But it's going to be first come, first serve, because obviously there's a limited amount. We have some commemorative pens, coffee cups, and a challenge coin. So concerning the challenge coin, if you're not sure what a challenge coin is, just Google challenge and you'll be able to read up about it. But it's really, it's a commemorative item to show. It's a showpiece. You put it on your desk. You could carry it around in your wallet, you know, but it's something nice to show that, hey, This is my organization, and, you know, as like I said, it's mainly a showpiece to talk about and so on, but very nice commemorative gift. The coin's going to be $10, the coffee cups are $10, and the pens are $20. And these are not just regular ballpoint pens, as you could see. They're very nice pens, and the pens and the cups are for the 35th specifically, and the coins are our class coins. So really, you could purchase them after the event and in the future and so on. And that's really it for our reunion for this year. So hopefully some questions and so on.
Right. So, I mean, this sounds like a really fun-filled week. Solid, like you said, solid. And I know it takes a lot of help. A lot of help, you know, and I just want to extend out a huge thank you to you and everyone that, you know, that helped pull this all together.
Yeah,
I know you're in the States,
top-notch.
And you got to have connections, right,
mm-hmm.
back home to make sure things you know, reserved and everything. So just a huge thank you to everyone involved. And I know I can do my part, so if everyone does their part, what would you like people to do to help out, to help pass the word out, to help share what we're doing?
That's the biggest thing. The biggest thing right now is to spread the word and let people who are not necessarily on Facebook know and encourage them to attend. The more, the better, the more fun we will have. Every year over the years, the number one thing that we hear that doesn't make us happy is when people say, oh, I didn't know about it. I didn't know this. I didn't know that. So we got to communicate and spread the word and do better with that over the years. Because really, the more people that show up, the better it's going to be. It's not going to be a big spending event. Most of the things we're going to be doing is more just hanging out and enjoying each other's company. So we're not like asking for money and so on, you know. So it's not something where you're going to be having to dish out a lot of money and so on. Just come and have a good time. The planning committee, which has been Clifford, Ramona, Ronald, and Curtis and Lydia,
So there's been the main ones, and there's been other ones behind the scenes also that's reached out and provided ideas and support along the way too.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome because you got to have that core group, you know, to keep it going.
Yeah.
And so there was a question that was texted in, and let me get this question up. They wanted to know who are the officers of the class, and like class president, secretary, treasurer, and it's been 35 years, and, you know, that was in line of the questions. So what can you share about that?
Well, the easy answer is over the years, like you said, we've been doing this for 35 years, so we haven't hung on to the titles very, very much over the years. There's like a group of us that kind of pulled things together and planning and so on over the years. But technically or officially, our president is still Arthur Joseph. Our vice is Clifford Joseph. And I don't remember who the other actual officers are, but we probably overdue for some elections and stuff like that that we've tossed about. We've tossed those out over the years more than once. So it would be nice if maybe at one of these events we have that discussion, you know, talk about it as a class, and we could even formalize the way the class that we have class of the 80s who have basically become a official organization, and we definitely have the know-how and the ability to do something like that because we have enough, you know, we have enough professionals and people who can organize those kind of things. So we probably need to do that, you know, become our official organization, elite class of 87 or something to that effect. Yeah. And, you know, we could do some big things together.
Okay. Well, you know, like I have the platform here. I have the radio platform, and I know a lot of people, you know, it's easy for them to click on the link and listen to what's going on. So whenever, if ever you need to utilize this platform, definitely that's my contribution. And so I'm just excited to hear that our class is still up and alive. We're still doing things. We're still making things happen. And it would be great for us to leave a lasting legacy behind because we're all getting old. Okay, I'm pushing 54.
Yeah.
You know, we're all getting old. And to help the younger generation coming up, the upcoming classes that's graduating, coming up and being able to be that rock and that mentor for them so that they can affect change, you know, is huge. And we have it. We have the talent. We have the know-how. We have the skill set. So it's for us to harness it all and just package it and do it.
Yeah.
You know, before we know it, the end of the year is already there.
Something you just said triggered one of my memories when you say about the up-and-coming the generation behind us and so on. In 2012, we adopted a class of 2012. And since then, we probably could have done better in keeping in touch, but it's not too late. So I would say as a project for our class, I would be curious to reach out and see how the class of 2012 is doing. It's been, 10 years now for them? So I don't know if they've done reunions and so on, but this probably is a good opportunity for us to reach out and network with them and say, hey, you know, because we adopted them. So we basically said, hey, we're going to be your big brothers. We're going to be your guidance, your leaders who you can reach out to as you go through life. And, you know, I'm sure some have. But we would probably do good to do it on a bigger scale. So that's my challenge to our class, to reach out to the class of 2012 and tell them, hey, we're still here, you know, so how could we help?
And what about a directory? Just a directory of people, you know, what they're doing, where they're located.
We need to do that.
It'd be so ideal.
Yes.
You know, I'm out here in San Diego. Yes. I would love to know if there's someone else in the state of California. You know, we can probably host an event and get together and do things in different states because we're all over.
Yes.
We're all over the world.
Yes. The wheel is already invented here and for this, so all we have to do is populate it a little more. There's an Excel sheet that we've had for years and we just keep adding to it. and mm-hmm. it's not public. So for those who hesitant about, oh, I don't want anybody to have my phone number, I don't want anyone to have my email, you know, within our network, mm-hmm. it's okay.
Right.
And I want to encourage right. people of that. So, yeah, we do need to populate the database, and, you know, we're not going to put private information in there, but we definitely right. need your names, your location, like you said, your email mm-hmm. address for the to make a big distribution group, and your phone numbers. And, you know, only certain people are going to have their whole database. So I think it's right. I'm comfortable to say that it's safe and secure, you know. So I would encourage everyone. And during this week of events, we're going to talk this up some more and see if we could continue to populate this database.
Okay. And then plan a Zoom meeting. We all can plug in. We all can chime in on a
oh,
Zoom
yes.
meeting. And let's
yes,
make it
yes,
happen. I'm
idea.
Serious about this. I really
yeah.
am serious about it. So, well, any
yeah,
closing remarks? I know that the event is from July 24th to the 31st. If you have not
yes.
RSVP or get in contact with the group, please do so.
Yes.
And any final thoughts before we wrap this
that's
up?
Really, all I could say is, like I said, put a plug in for everyone within Radio Land and who's listening or who may hear this recording in the future there, you know, encourage your friends or tell a friend, and let's see how many people we can round up, maybe make this the biggest one yet. And, you
right.
know, going forward, we're going to do better in terms of planning ahead for the big reunions, you know, the future ones, 40th, the 45th, and so on and so forth. So that's
right.
my closing thought there, that I want to encourage people to spread the word big time.
Awesome.
Okay?
Each one, teach one. Thank you
yes.
so much for your time, Elroy, and thank you for, you know, being able to be that voice, to keep it going. And share the recording and purchase the merchandise, you know, the pens. I already have my merch. I have it showcased it here on my desk. And they're like, oh, this is so cool. Yes, it is. So all
yes,
the best
yes.
to the class of 1987, the elite class. We'll keep in touch.
All right. Great. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Have been listening to Financial Coach for You Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4youonestopshop.com.